What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 95 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Today I'm going to talk about some big trades I've been making on a new app that I really like. I definitely recommend it. And then I'm also going to talk about some basketball guys that I'm looking to invest in. I know I've been moving away from basketball, but I've been moving back into investing, and it makes total sense to invest in basketball right now. You know, there's going to be a bump in prices before the season, but I think there's a lot of potential in guys like Tatum, Luka, you know, on good teams for guys that will make the playoffs. You know, like Tyrese Maxey, I think, is a really good guy this year. So I'm going to talk about 10 of my favorite guys to invest in going into this NBA season. I think it's going to be a pretty fun episode today. And first, we're going to get into my pickups right after this. If you guys have noticed some links in the show description, those are my new affiliate links with eBay and Fanatics. If you click on those and shop as planned within the next 24 hours of clicking on it, I will get a small commission of the process. That would really help out the show in paying for some of the expenses and, you know, upgrading, you know, some of my accounts and stuff like that. So that would be really helpful if you guys use my affiliate links for eBay and Fanatics in the show description. All right, guys, so I'm going to start off my pickups with a little sad note. Guys, I talked about that big Fields pickup that I was really excited about, the Fields wave, and honestly, this might help me. It might have helped me out a lot. You know, Justin Fields has not been playing up to his expectations this year, especially to my expectations for him. And I talked about a big Fields wave last week, an SGC 8.5 Fields wave that I won an auction for a very fair price for me, in my opinion. Well, the next day, you know, after I had paid for the card, the next, probably 2 days later, on my eBay, it showed up as canceled. And I messaged the seller asking the reason why, because their reason was that my address was wrong. This is on my dad's eBay account, and he has used this eBay account since 1999. We had just ordered stuff earlier in the week, which came fine. So we knew that our address was not wrong at all, because we hadn't even touched that in probably 8 years. So we messaged the seller, and we asked them, you know, what's the real reason, because our address is obviously not wrong. They said, for their reason, they said that they would refund us in 3 days if we already paid, period. And that is all they said. Me and Dad, honestly, when we first sent the first message, we were like, we're not going to hear a peep out of them. Whenever we opened up that message, we started laughing. We sent another message asking the real reason, and obviously we did not hear a peep out of them. So that was a great experience with eBay. I think that's one of my first times where I've been absolutely mooched on eBay, because that price was very good at the time. And honestly, it was a horrible buy for me. I was just like, dude, Fields has to be good. Fields has to be good. And no. Of course, that was previous to his breakout game against the Broncos. But, you know, I just am honestly thankful that that happened, because my Fields buying had gotten a little out of hand, and I need to, you know, pivot, cut my losses, and move elsewhere, which is what I did on this new VeriSwap platform. I would recommend it to all of you guys. VeriSwap is a card trading platform. You can trade slab cards, raw cards on there. There are some really high-end trades to go down and some high-end cards on there. So any high rollers listening, you guys definitely might want to check it out. It's very good. And how it works is actually you ship it to a VeriSwap middleman, where they authenticate that. Well, they don't authenticate the cards, but they, they'll make sure you held up your end of the deal, they held up their end of the deal, and then they'll ship it out to you. So I think it's a very valuable trading process, or, you know, very valuable thing in the hobby for trading, because, you know, on the forums, on Instagram, people get duped all the time. You get scammed. You can get scammed a lot. I would definitely check it out for anybody looking to, you know, get some trading. You know, there is a fee for them, but it's a 1.5% fee. So it's actually really pretty affordable if you think about it. And I've made a few trades on there. I actually picked up a decent, I traded away a few of my tobacco cards from, you know, I talked about at the National. You know, I thought I wouldn't trade those, but this guy just really liked vintage a lot more than, you know, it was going to a great home for these vintage cards. He had a ton of vintage in his inventory, and I was like, yeah, this guy just loves vintage a lot. He had a ton of tobacco cards as well. So I went ahead and made that trade, and I got a LeBron James 2003 Upper Deck Rookie Exclusive PSA 8 Rookie. I got a 2021 Mosaic Orange Reactive Trevor Lawrence Rookie, which I think there's a lot of room to grow on that as long as he can bounce back. You know, he's having a rough year so far, so I'm hoping he can bounce back. And then the third card was a little something for my PC. It was a 2021 Panini Chronicles Draft Picks Prestige Bonus Shot Auto SGC 95 Auto 10 of Mac McClung. He's one of my favorite players. I think I talked about it after he won the dunk contest. I really like him. And I was really excited about that card for the PC. The other two I'll definitely be moving soon. And then the second trade I made was I trade a lot of my cheap football cards. I had a few Burrows that I, you know, was fine parting with, and I had a few Fields cards I got rid of in this trade, which I was happy about. And there's definitely a lot of room to grow on this card. You know, he is behind Jason Dominguez in this system, but I'm hoping he gets caught up in the next couple years. This is a 2022 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto SGC 95 Auto 10 of Rodrick Arias. He's a huge prospect for the Yankees. I think he's number three in their system. So that will be my second 2022 Bowman Chrome SGC 95 Auto 10. You know, I also talked about my Jace Jung, brother of Josh Jung. Don't get that confused. I wish I had Josh Jung the way he's playing in the playoffs so far. But I have a couple of those prospect autos I'm really excited about. And, you know, I'm really excited about Jace, but I really like these Yankees prospects, especially if Arias can, you know, play like Dominguez can eventually. You know, I feel like this is a very nice card to have for the next couple of years, and I'm really excited about what he can do for the Yankees. And it's also a very nice trade piece just because people do love these prospect autos a lot in trading. So, you know, it shows this type of card draws eyes for sure. So I'm pretty excited to own another one of those. So that will wrap up my pickups, and right after this we will get into my top 10 guys to invest in for basketball. I've got a lot of auctions ending in the next week or so of guys that I'm really excited about, so we will get into that right after this quick break. If y'all want to support this show, you can find my cards on ComC at the username redsfan324. I have some pretty cool stuff on there. My inventory is always changing, so make sure y'all go check out my ComC, redsfan324. Alright guys, let's get into my top 10 guys that I'm going to be looking for in this upcoming NBA season. And guys, my number one guy I'm looking for is honestly a, you know, it's a GOAT. It's a GOAT in the NBA. I feel like a lot of people I feel like he's almost underrated in the hobby, especially his rookie cards. I've got Kevin Durant is my number one guy I'm going for this year. The Suns are gonna be good this year, guys. They've got Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal on the same team. I mean, you know, we've seen super teams be bad before, you know, with the Lakers and stuff like that. But guys, we're talking about three of the top 10 scorers in the last 5 years. I mean, these guys are crazy at scoring. It does not matter if one or even two of them have an off game, because all three of them are capable of absolutely carrying. We've seen Bradley Beal go crazy by himself. and now he's got these three other guys to help him out. He's got, I mean, imagine what Bradley Beal is going to be doing if the third best defender is guarding him. Like, seriously, that is just going to be a crazy team. I know everybody's focusing on Giannis and Dame on the Bucks, so I was pivoting and focusing on the Suns. I really like Kevin Durant. And like I said, I'm going to talk about a few of the auctions that are ending. I'm looking at a few 07-08 Topps triple threads numbered to 99 and numbered to 66. These are in BGS slabs. They're ending in a couple days. Or actually, by the time this drops, they will have ended. So I'm really interested in these. I think they're, you know, super low numbered old parallel cards of Kevin Durant from his rookie year. So I think these are going to be, these could be a very nice pickups for me. They all end kind of at the same time though. So I'll have to just go after one of these cards, unfortunately, but I'm really excited about those. Next up, the number two guy I'm looking at this year is going to be Luka Doncic. I mean, how can you not go after Luka? He is an absolute beast in the NBA, top three player, if not the best player in the NBA right now, arguably. He is absolutely clutch. And as long as the Mavericks can go a couple more rounds in the playoffs, I could see his cards taking a huge jump near the end of the year. So I'm really interested in Luka cards. You know, especially that 2018-19 Prism, but there's a ton of cards out there of Luka that I could definitely target for sure. Next up, keeping with the Suns trend, my number three guy I'm looking for from the 2015 rookie class, Devin Booker. Absolutely insane player. I mean, he is just so good at scoring, and he's going to be very good this year with Kevin Durant. Imagine the second best defender guarding Devin Booker. I mean, we're talking about like just domination by the Suns, I'm telling you. So I've got Devin Booker. I'm looking at an absolute frequent flyers rookie patch auto coming up. This one is also, almost all of these probably will be ended by the time this episode drops. I'm really excited to hopefully get on that one. You know, rookie patch autos, you know, I feel like unless they're NT or stuff like that, they're underrated. So I'm really looking for these types of cards that could be underrated. And, you know, any rookie autograph is going to sell for a lot. So I'm really excited about that. My number four guy is going to be Joel Embiid from that 2014 rookie class. I'm looking at a few of his cards. I'm looking at a Prism Parallel. I'm looking at a... This is a really interesting patch right here. It has a, I think it's just player worn, unfortunately, but it's a National Treasures 2014-15 rookie patch of Joel Embiid, numbered to 25, and it looks like it has a large piece of the number in there. I might have to employ Wax Museum Kyle on this one and see if there's been any patch swapping since we do have the serial number. And, you know, maybe he can help me out with that. So might have to DM him on a blowout forum or something like that. But, you know, I just think, you know, Joel Embiid, you know, he dominated last year. And his cards, like, yes, they went up, but not as much as I thought. If the 76ers can go far, which I'm going to go with another 76ers pick after Joel, I could definitely see this card going way up for sure. And my next guy from the 76ers is going to be Tyrese Maxey. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the hobby. You can pick up his Prism rookie cards for like $5. Like, I just think he's just such a cheap player. I just don't know why. He averaged 20 points last year. He was great in the playoffs. So I'm really interested in Tyrese Maxey cards. He's my number five guy there. Number six. I'm really looking at another Kentucky guy here, 2017-18 rookie class. I'm looking at De'Aaron Fox. I've got this really interesting De'Aaron Fox. It's got a two-color patch on card auto. It's in a BGS 8, but auto 10 slab. Another rookie patch auto that I think is really underrated. So I'm looking at De'Aaron Fox cards for sure. My number seven guy, I'm going to be looking at, you know, this guy could be surprising. You know, he's a very polarizing figure in the hobby, especially going to be this year. I think he's got a lot of room to invest in just because people are not really thinking about his cards. And that's from the 2019-2020 rookie class. That would be Ja Morant. I'm looking at this PSA 10 Donruss Red Infinite numbered to 99. I think this card's really interesting. And like I said, I love numbered rookie cards. I love them. Especially slabbed. PSA 10's even better. So I'm definitely looking at that. Next up, my number 8 guy this year is going to be from the 2013-14 rookie class, Giannis Antetokounmpo. You know, he's tough to invest in just because his prices are so high. But, you know, you've got to look at Giannis. He's so good. And there's plenty of them out there. You know, I'm looking at some of the lower-end cards like Pinnacle, like Panini Base, and Prestige rookies. You don't have to go Select or Prism with him, and you can easily make money. I remember when these cards, base cards, were up near 100, and they're going for like 20 bucks right now. So I think that Giannis is definitely a guy that everyone should be targeting, but I'm definitely going to be targeting today. All right, so for my number 9 guy, I really am interested to see what his cards do this year. You know, he's 39. He's arguably the greatest of all time. I'm not going to say where I stand on that debate because I might, people might go crazy on me. But LeBron James, I'm looking at plenty of his cards. And with LeBron, you don't necessarily have to go rookies. I think there's plenty of room on these older Select and Prism Silvers. I'm looking at some 2013-14, 2015-16 Select Silvers and plenty of other LeBron cards. I couldn't even name all of them. There's a few, you know, cheaper rookies. And, you know, my ultimate goal with LeBron is to get a Topps-based rookie card. I would really like to own his Topps rookie card in a PSA 8 or better, which could be tough, but I'm really interested in that. And then my last guy is very interesting. I think there's a ton of room to grow on his cards if he can stay healthy this year. That would be from the 2019-2020 rookie class, Zion Williamson. I'm looking at a few of his Prism cards. I'm looking at a few of his Optic cards. I think Optic is underrated in basketball because we see how well it sells in football and basketball. I think it's underrated. So I'm looking at some Optic of Zion as well. Then a couple honorable mentions. I'm not exactly going after their cards, but guys, I would recommend Paolo and Cade. Their cards are dirt cheap right now, in my opinion. And I think Paolo and Cade would be guys to go out and grab, especially because they might show out. And guys, I'm avoiding right now. Unfortunately, my biggest avoid, I don't know if y'all will really like this opinion, but Victor Wembanyama, I know he's been showing out in the preseason, but keyword, preseason. I just think he's going to get bullied. He has a great jumper, which is a big advantage for him, but I just think he's going to get bullied by any center. Unless the Spurs play him like the 3, he's going to get absolutely bullied. And if any center can guard perimeter, he is getting absolutely smoked. So I'm avoiding him this year, which that could be unpopular. I know a lot of people are buying his cards right now, but I'm going to be avoiding Victor Wembanyama. Okay, guys, that will wrap up episode 95 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. We are only 5 episodes away from episode 100. I'm really excited for that, and I'll keep you guys posted on my plans. Sorry that I was away for a few weeks. I actually got hired at Chick-fil-A, so you know, I've been super-duper busy, so I've been trying to get acclimated to my new work schedule and my basketball schedule as well. So That'll be all for episode 95. Hope you guys enjoy. Make sure you leave me a 5-star rating or review if you enjoyed the show. And you can email me anytime at sportscardsecond@gmail.com. I love reading fan mail and stuff like that. So that's super fun for me as well. And super encouraging to keep going. So yeah, that'll wrap up the episode. This is Jacob signing off. Keep collecting. Peace.